أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين، وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. In today's Friday, I divided the khutbah into two different themes. The first one will be looking at the international issues and then going on to the local situation that we are going through at the moment. As far as the tragedy happening in the Middle East, we have noticed very clearly that the Israeli strategy of only focusing on October 7th attack by Hamas and ignoring the root cause of the violence, that strategy has, you know, started to unravel. As the number of civilians killed in Gaza is increasing, 6 times more than the Israelis who were killed in that incident early October. Unfortunately, you know, the US, Canada, as well as the European Union bought into the Israeli narrative, and they have been adamantly refusing to look at the obvious circumstances and the background in which, you know, this incident took place. And the irony is that because European Union and North America thinks one way, they think the whole world thinks in the same way. And they term that as an international view. You know, as if the rest of the world is stupid and ignorant. And they use their power when it comes to the Security Council, which has become a useless mechanism for resolving conflicts around the world because of the veto power by the 5, you know, permanent members who are there in the beginning. The Canadian government also, if they have been towing the line, if they really want to see the true international opinion, then they should look at the last resolution passed by the General Assembly. Although it is not that binding as much as the resolution of a Security Council, Canada actually tried to amend the resolution which was being presented, and they were defeated in that because in the General Assembly, you need 2/3 of the votes. So you have veto power over there, but the rest of the, you know, world has the power over here. And eventually, the Jordanian resolution was put to vote, and its motion was passed by 120 votes against 14. 45 countries abstained. And this is where we see that the World Assembly shows what is the position of the international world. The biggest superpower was isolated, you know, among the 14 who voted against it. And we see that even countries like France, Spain, and UK refused to join the US in voting against the motion. 8 of the European Union countries actually, you know, followed the lead of France, and they backed the Georgian's resolution. Countries like Bolivia, you know, they basically severed their ties with Israel, more talking about the disproportional, you know, Israeli military offensive against the civilians there. And then gradually, you know, people of the country like Jordan, Chile, and Colombia also recall their ambassadors. And this is where I think, you know, we need to maintain the pressure on our own government. You know, I would suggest that the prime minister should look at the example of his own father and the former, you know, Jane Christian, who always maintained their foreign policy independent from that of the U.S. You know, and therefore he should be calling for ceasefire and not just for a humanitarian pause. They're just playing with words here. You know, how many more Palestinian children need to die before your conscience awakens? You know, look at some of the scenes that we see, where the parents are actually writing with a marker the names of their children on the arm and the leg, that in case of bombardment, when they die, it will be easy to identify their body. What are you waiting for? You know, this is where we talk about this issue. Is it the issue that, you know, your life is more important than all of the others, whose color might be different, whose religion might be different, their nationality might be different, and this is where, you know, the pressure has to be maintained. And this is, again, I will say, you know, don't allow the forces in Canada who are trying to stifle our voices by labeling any criticism of Israel as anti-Semitic. It is not. You know, support the work of the groups like Justice for Peace for the Middle East and the National Council of Canadian Muslims. You know, go to the websites, see what they're asking you to do, and support them in this cause, inshallah. In Ahsan al-Hadith, Kitab Allah al-Aziz, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. This week for us has been a difficult week, where the community was and is in the state of shock by the sudden death of the young and very energetic and active alim, marhum Sayyid Asad Jafari. And during this week also we had two other deaths, one the janaza of an elderly mu'mina, which was on Tuesday, and today we have a janaza of a mu'min, an elderly mu'min, which will happen, inshallah, after the Salatul Jum'ah. And this basically is a moment of reflection for us about the reality of death. I talked about this concept of a long life versus a short life on Wednesday night. Don't want to repeat anything from there. But I think this is important for us to reflect on this issue of death, that there is absolutely no pattern or a system or calculation where we can find out how long I'm going to live. Nobody come and give you, you know, that information. Actually, in a way, this is a blessing. Because in the words of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, لو رعى العبد أجله وسرعته إليه. He says, if a person knows the time of his death, the day of when he's going to die, and he know if he comes to know how fast the death is approaching him, لأبغض العمل وترك طلب الدنيا. He will hate the worldly desires, and he will shun, you know, the activities that he's supposed to do in this dunya. He will just be occupied with the concept of maut and maut constantly. And so this is, Ali is saying that this by itself, this ignorance that we don't know when we will die, where we will die, in what state we will die, this itself is a blessing. But besides being a blessing, it is also a warning. Because we don't know, it means we have to be ready. It can happen anytime. And to be ready for death means what? It's not an issue of making sure, you know, our will is written or it is up to date, or we make sure that we are a member of a burial, you know, scheme in the community in one sense or another. We have made sure that we have bought the grave lot and everything. These are fine. But the main, you know, warning that we have is that we should not delay the fulfillment of our duties. This whole issue of procrastination, because we think, well, I still have time. Who knows? You know, how much time do we have? And when we see all these deaths of different ages, different situations, this is where we have to realize that we cannot delay and postpone the duties which are wajib on us, whether it is in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in relation to other, you know, fellow human beings for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Quran says in Surah An-Nahl, ayah 61, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when their time comes, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. You know, they will not be able to delay it even for a moment, nor will they be able to bring it ahead of time for a moment. You know, in Surah Yasin that we recite regularly for the Isar of Sawab of the Murhumeen, the wisdom in reciting that surah, yes, it is for the reward of the deceased. But actually, that surah is talking to us. If you look at the ayat there, that this is a reminder for the one who is alive. Surah Yasin is saying to us. So don't only read it for the marhum. The sawab will go there for sure. But the message of Surah Yasin is that this is a message for you. You know, if the situation happens, فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. When the death will come, it will come. If they have not done any will, the time is gone. They will not be able to make their last will. They will not even be able to reach back to their home or their family. And this is where we have to realize. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen has quite a lot to say about it. Let me share with you a passage from one khutbah from Nahjul Balagha. It is khutbah number 188, where he says, "Usikum dhikr Allah, dhikr al-maut, wa iqlal al-ghafl anhu." He says, basically, I remind you, you know, to remember the death and not to be heedless about it. وكيف غفلتكم عما ليس يغفلكم. How can you ignore the death which is not ignoring you? We said, well, we don't know. But the mouth is there. It has targeted us. It's there. وَطَعْمُكُمْ فِي مَنْ لَيْسَ يُمْحِلُكُمْ. You know, how can you even think that we have a long life where the death, when it comes, is not giving us any respite or time? فَكَفَ وَعِذًا بِمَوْتَ عَيَنْتُمُوهُمْ. You know, for you to look at the funerals of those who have passed away is a sufficient advice and admonition. He says, remember, حُمِلُوا إِلَىٰ قُبُورِهِمْ غَيْرَ رَاكِبِينَ. They went to their graves, not riding on their own horse or walking by their feet. وَأُنزِلُوا فِيهَ غَيْرَ نَازِلِينَ. They were put down in the grave, not by themselves. They didn't go down. They were placed by others. فَكَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا لِلدُّنْيَا عُمَّارًا. As if, you know, they never lived here in this dunya. كَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَمْ تَزَلْ لَهُمْ دَارًا. And as if the akhirah, the hereafter, was their home. وَوْحَشُوا مَا كَانُوا يُوطِنُونَ وَبَثَنُوا مَا كَانُوا يُوحِشُونَ. You know, the place that they considered to be their home is abandoned now. And the place that they ignored before has become their home now, referring to the grave. وَاشْتَغَلُوا بِمَا فَارَقُوا. They were busy in things. Now they had to abandon and leave it back. وَعَضَاءُوا مَا إِلَيْهِ انْتَقَلُوا. And they forgot to prepare for the state in which they have been sent now. لا أنا قبيل قبيه يستطيعون انتقالا ولا في حسن يستطيعون ازديادا. Whatever bad they had done, they cannot remove that anymore. And whatever good they wanted to do more, the time is gone. آنسوا بالدنيا فغرتهم. They became so comfortable with this world that the world and the luxury of the dunya deceive them. وَسِقُوا بِهَا فَسَرَعْتُمْ. And this is where he says that, you know, do not be deceived by this dunya. فَسَابِقُوا رَحِمَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ مَنَازِلِكُمْ أَلَّتِي أُمِرْتُمْ أَن تَعْمُرُوهَا. And therefore, may Allah have, you know, blessings on you. You know, move forward for your houses where you have been asked to prepare yourself for it. Build your akhirah. وَالَّتِي رَغِبْتُمْ فِيهَا. You were told to get ready for it. وَدُعِيتُمْ إِلَيْهَا. And you were called towards it. And this is where he says, you know, وَالْمُجَانِبَ لِمَعْسِيَتِهِ. Therefore, you know, before that, one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that to maintain, patience in fulfilling the obligations. It's hard, but still strive for it. And stay away from disobeying him. فَإِنَّ غَدًا مِنَ الْيَوْمِ قَرِيبٌ. Because the eventual day for us is very close. مَا عَسْرَ السَّاعَاتِ فِي الْيَوْمِ وَعَسْرَ الْأَيَّامِ فِي الشَّهْرِ وَعَسْرَ الشُّهُورِ فِي السَّنَةِ.
He says, you know, all this time, because remember, tomorrow is close to today, and the hours of the day are very fast, and the days of the month are fast, and the months of the years are fast, and the years of our life are also moving fast. And so let us, you know, reflect on this, inshallah, and, you know, keep the reality in our mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the tawfiqat of each one of us and bless the marhumin, especially those who passed away this week, with maghfirah and rahmah, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyid al-mursaleen wa shafi'il mudhunibin, nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه. وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها. وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. ولعائمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة.